This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Over the last half hour, 45 minutes or so, Ravens made a move last night. Getting another pass rusher into the nest, Demont Jones. Here to talk about that and more, it's Vinny and Haney, Bob, Haney Vizerato. He's with CBSSports.com. He is on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the program, Jared Dubin. Jared, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Doing all right. No, not as good as the Jets, though, getting two first-round draft picks. For Sauce Gardner, not necessarily that he got traded, but the surprise level for you in regards to the compensation. Two first-round picks and a player, A.D. Mitchell from the wide receiver. He goes to the Jets as well.
Yeah, anytime you get two-plus first-round picks for a non-quarterback, it's going to be a little bit of a sticker shock. The Jets actually did this once before when they got two first-round picks for Jamal Adams. Didn't exactly capitalize on that, but getting two firsts for Sauce, I think, is a pretty good deal for them, especially they get a flyer on a wide receiver who has a lot of talent in A.D. Mitchell, but just wasn't really able to break through in the rotation there. But the Jets obviously have a significant need at that spot, so maybe you'll have a little bit more of a chance to play for them. But you know, one of those first round picks is going to be probably pretty late in the round just because the Colts are, you know, 7-2 this year. But, you know, going beyond that, you're betting against Daniel Jones essentially.
Now, Jared, do you see the Jets being, for the next 2.5 hours, open for business for anybody?
They should be. You know, why not? It's one of the worst teams in the league. They've got some guys that probably aren't going to be on, you know, whatever the next great Jets team, if that ever happens in the rest of our lives. And they should be willing to be sellers and accumulate as many picks as they can.
Are you shocked at what's going on so far, trade deadline-wise?
I mean, I didn't necessarily expect Sauce Gardner to get moved, so that was that one was pretty shocking. You know, Rashid Shaheed being on the move was not necessarily surprising. Him going to Seattle, I think, is somewhat surprising, even though the Seahawks were talked about a little bit as a team that could make a move. But his speed there, opposite Jaxon Smith-Njigba, I really, really like that fit for them.
Now, what's going on with Green Bay, Jared?
How do you mean? Sorry.
Well, the way they've been playing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's worrisome to me. They seem like a kind of team that is playing down to the level of their competition since that first two-game start. You know, they've lost to the Browns. They've lost to the Panthers. They tied the Cowboys. Even their wins are against, you know, somewhat unconvincing. Two of the wins by were one-possession wins. So It's interesting because we know how high of a ceiling they have based on what they did in those first two games of the season. But since then, it's been very up and down. They're only 3-2-1 since then.
Jared, who's the biggest surprise thus far? You know, is it Carolina? Is it the Bears? I mean, both are kind of shocking.
I mean, I think it's the Colts being 7-2. Like,
yeah.
I don't think you can find a bigger shock than that. You know, I wrote something right before the start of the season when they named Daniel Jones their starting quarterback where I was like, this is terrible. I can't believe they're doing this because there's just no ceiling outcome here. the ceiling is they're going to, you know, win seven or eight games and try to compete maybe for a wild card spot. And I couldn't have gotten that more wrong based on how things have played out so far.
Hey, Jared, how do you think the Ravens going up to Minnesota with where they blitz almost every down in that crowd noise and stuff? How do you think Lamar will fare up there?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it is going to depend on the quality of the pass protection that he gets. There have been years where Lamar has been unbelievable against the blitz, and there have been years where he has been not so great against the blitz, and I think a lot of it has to do with the pass protection in front of him. Obviously, he can make plays against any defense at any time just based on his ability to create plays out of thin air like nobody else in the league can do. But when you want to get that in-rhythm passing game stuff like you did last year and even like you did the year before, a lot of it is just about the offensive line holding up for just that extra split second so he can get the ball out.
Jared Dubin, CBSSports.com, talking some NFL. Trade deadline day, 4 o'clock this afternoon, as a matter of fact, is said deadlines. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. The AFC West, it's handicapped that a little bit. With all due respect to the Raiders, we're going to kind of leave them out of the conversation, if you don't mind. But the Chargers, they were scuffling. They've won 3 in a row. Denver's finding ways to win, whether it's coming from behind big deficits or eking out wins on the road. They're getting it done. But just when we thought Kansas City, Jared, was air quotes back, they've now lost 2 straight. So as we head into week 10, who's winning the AFC West? And is this the year that Kansas City finally loses its stranglehold on the division, even though they're certainly going to be playoff worthy, we think, when it's all said and done?
The good news for the Chiefs is they still have 2 games left against the Broncos, and they can make up the entire gap between the 2 teams just by winning those 2 games. And, I mean, I have no idea how Denver is 7-2. That team is, like, pulling smokes and mirrors out of basically everywhere so far this year. It makes no sense given the way that they play, particularly on offense, where they can go into the dumps for whole halves or 3/4 at a time, and somehow they still manage to pull out these games. I think the Chiefs are just better, so I would expect them to find a way to come back and win the division. But obviously, you've got to win both of those games against the Broncos if you want to do that.
Hey, Jared, the NFC West, to me, in my dirty dozen, two of the NFC West teams are my top 2 teams in the league right now, with the Rams and Seattle. What's your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, both of those teams are very, very good. I think Seattle's defense getting healthier is massive. There was a couple of games there where they had basically like 3 or 4 different guys in the second level of the defense out, and we've seen what has happened since they got those guys back on the back end. And they got those guys play like flying around like banshees, very similar to the Baltimore defense when it was at its best, which makes sense because of Mike McDonald out there. The one thing I want to see is what their offense looks like when they've got to be in catch-up mode. We haven't really seen them have to come from behind and play so far this year. I think because of the way that they like to play, they run the ball so often, it's play action so often. We might see something similar to like when the Lions get down by multiple scores and they can't run their offense the way they normally want to. I think that if Seattle gets in a situation like that, that you might be looking at something similar. But the defense is playing well enough and the offense is playing well enough in neutral scripts that you might not see them get down by multiple scores. It might not matter.
Jared, last thing before you get to the AFC East, is Buffalo stranglehold on top of that division over, at least for this year, because New England's got hand right now because they beat them earlier in the year and their schedule doesn't look all that daunting moving forward here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The schedule is the big thing. Like, despite the fact that, like, that Buffalo is, I think, probably still the better team, the Patriots have this unbelievably favorable schedule throughout the rest of the year and could easily win, like, 12, 13 games or something along those lines. The Bills are going to have to not just win that game against the Patriots to even up the season series, but also make up the gap that already exists in the standings.
Jared Dubin, CBSSports.com. Jared, enjoy the trade deadline. I know you're busy, so I get back to work.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
Thanks, Jared.
There's Jared Dubin, everybody. Orioles signed a pitcher today. Well, they signed him to the Major League roster. Nolan's all excited about this. We'll tell you about that. They also introduced their new manager. David Rubenstein was there, the owner of the team, and Mike Elias. Apparently, Mike Elias is shy. He's a shy guy. Yeah, he seems real shy when you shove that mic in front of his face.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.